1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51, and the fourth Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How have you been?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very well. A little busy getting my cup of coffee ready to, after this call, take off for Hartford.
All right.
Use the merit.
That's in good shape this morning. Okay.
Terrific. Excellent. Thank you.
All right, Representative Arzino, we've got less than 2 weeks to go in the legislative session. Tell us about some of the things that are going on in the committee work.
Very good. I mean, we have been busy. I mean, yesterday we passed Pay 6, and I'm sure you saw the comments the governor made, the governor very pleased, and I believe that it's a good law for attract and protect our employers in Connecticut. And also, the day before, you know, we passed different bills, an easy path to voting for nursing homes, and a study for the prepayment of college tuition, a bipartisan vote to update gun laws on police body cameras, and a pro-small business and craft beer and liquor makers to make sales easier. And there are many other good bills coming up this session. On environment, we have the what we call the implementation of certain climate change measures, updates to the State Global Warming Solution Act to make our greenhouse emissions targets more in line with other states in the region, creates incentive for business and municipalities that engage in clean economy sectors to engage in sustainable projects, plans for transition to clean economy, supports and expands nature-based solutions, and other bills interesting that will be coming up is an act concerning seniors and improvement of nursing and home-based care. It's a comprehensive legislation that would increase funding and support for at-home care for elderly people in the state. And so also in environment, we have the banning of PFAS, rhododendrons, on what other bills we can talk that we are coming on higher education and employment. I think that within the budget, we all made a commitment that what was approved last year, the two-year budget within the financial guardrails that the state has, will be kept. And we are doing that. However, I think that there is some unused ARPA funding that some reallocation of funds that have not been used and are within the budget guidelines. And so we are aiming to support our college state system, so will not be probably increases on tuitions. And so we would like to also to help our nonprofits and our elderly, our senior population too. So this is what we might be seeing coming up. And busy times. But we are working well and working well with our friends on the other side of the aisle. And not clear yet what's coming up on housing. There are certain bills that have not been finalized, and we are analyzing them and certainly defending local zoning, which we all the Connecticut, the Greenwich delegation, just protects and defends.
Representative, one thing I want to talk about a half an hour ago, we spoke with the business community, Connecticut Business and Industry Association. You talked about the paid sick leave expansion, which you favor there or against it. So let's get your side of the story. What's good about it, and will it hurt employers?
Very good. Well, we take the leadership while preparing that bill. Got the support of the restaurant owners, which is very good. And also, got the support of the small business communities. When you compare to what other bills had been a place, is a bill that, number one, will phase down. This will apply only to companies with 25 or more employees, and will be slightly, going down to 11 or more in 1926. And the way that you accumulate pay sick is, 1 hour for each 30 hours, and you have a maximum for the year. And it's a good bill. It's a good bill that when we check and we spoke with our business friends and colleagues, they were pleased with the changes that had been made. Doesn't apply to nonprofits. I think it has good advantages that will make the transition easier, protect our workers. I mean, as you know, we need more workers in Connecticut. We are pleased. We are pleased with what we see.
And finally, we're speaking with State Representative Victor Arzino. Of the bills you mentioned, all out of committee and everything, do you expect that these will get to the full legislature, I should say, for a vote, and will they be passed, do you think?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The ones that I mentioned, yes, I think so. I think so. They are on their way. Some of them is on the final drafting of some changes, but they're good bills, and yes, I think so, and I think that most of them will be passed on bipartisan basis. I had been discussed with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, and we listen, especially on the climate bill, the 5004, and we are very optimistic that will be passing in both the House and the Senate.
All right. Well, as you well know, if you think it's busy now, wait till the last couple of days, right before May 8th.
I made my hotel reservations already, Tony.
Okay. Expecting a long night. All right. State Representative Victor Arzino. Well, we'll parse through it in May. See how things went. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.
State Representative Victor Arzino.